Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, January 18th, 2018. A gang of traffickers is said to have smuggled Syrian nationals into Germany via Poland. Federal police and Polish border guards executed 22 search warrants in Germany and Poland on Wednesday. The focus of the operation was in Berlin, where a 26-year-old Polish woman with Syrian roots was arrested in an apartment on Angerberger Allee in Charlottenburg. And almost at the same time, a 40-year-old Syrian was arrested in Weißensee. The third suspect is still on the run, and officials seized numerous pieces of evidence, including computers, mobile phones, and electronic storage media. Further searches were carried out in North Rhine-Westphalia, Saarland, Saxony-Anhalt, Lower Saxony, Baden-Württemberg, and Bavaria. Around 170 federal police officers were deployed during the mission. The perpetrators are accused of having smuggled Syrian nationals into Germany via Poland. Incorrect information was used to obtain Polish tourist visas for entry. According to the federal police, entry to Poland by plane was made, and then from there by train and car to Germany, where asylum applications were filed. Approximately €8,000 per person was charged for the smuggling, totaling €300,000, according to the current state of the investigation. On behalf of the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office, the Federal Police Inspectorate for Combating Crime has been conducting criminal proceedings against members of a Polish-Syrian family on the suspicion of smuggling foreign nationals into the country since the spring of 2017. On Wednesday morning, customs officers searched 12 apartments, offices, and workshops in Berlin on suspicion of illegal employment. A customs spokesperson said that about 150 people were on duty during the inspections in several districts. Among other things, this case concerns the suspicion that minimum wages and social security contributions were not paid and taxes were evaded. The aim of the checks, according to the report, is to secure proof of employer violations. It was initially unclear how many suspects the investigation was directed against. In the case of the doctor who was shot dead last Friday, the Berlin police are asking the people of Berlin to help solve the crime. As reported previously on Berlin Briefing, a severely injured man was discovered January 12th at about 7:30 p.m. in the courtyard of an office building on Malteserstrasse. The victim was pronounced dead shortly thereafter. According to information from investigators, the victim is a 67-year-old German doctor. Martin D., an internist, had been running his practice in the building for many years. Nothing concrete is known about the background of the crime, as it is still the subject of ongoing investigations. The Homicide Commission in Tiergarten is asking the population for help. Specific questions and contact information can be found via the link in our show notes. Large parts of Germany will be hit by hurricane gusts this afternoon. However, Berlin is likely to be spared from the strong winds of weather system Friederike. Deutsche Wetterdienst meteorologists in the region expect wind speeds of between 65 and 85 kilometers per hour starting this afternoon. Also, a heavy snowfall in Berlin and Brandenburg is expected. Starting this morning, 3 to 8 centimeters of fresh snow is likely in the north and northeast of Brandenburg. The DWD experts also warn of widespread slippery roads and walkways, so be careful out there, Berlin. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.